This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in! Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Eichkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulders, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Bodkins. It's the final Friday of the regular season in high school boys basketball, and we've got Rushi on the road against the Bodkins Trojans in what might very well be the second meeting of three between these two clubs this year. 2 weeks from tomorrow night, they may wind up playing in a lower bracket sectional final at Piqua. Rushi coming into action this evening, a mark of 13-7 on the year, 7-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins 18-2 on the campaign, 11-0 in the SCAL, trying to make it a 12-0 clean sweep in league action this year. If Bodkins wins, it marks the first time since 2011 a boys team in the Shelby County Athletic League has run the table and won all 12 games. Chuck, it's not often we see two clubs on a Friday night, and the last time they played, we had their games. Rushi played Tuesday, defeated Anna, was really sharp, excellent defensively, ran the floor up and down against Anna's defense. Good, well-balanced scoring. Bodkins, exceptional first half last Saturday night at Lima Shawnee, and then collapsed in the second half. I don't think these two clubs have played the best basketball of the year. They put together two quarters, three quarters. I don't think either team, Rushi nor Bodkins, has played the best for four periods that they can put forth. It's coming. Their gas tanks are not empty. They're half full. They're going to be at full capacity, I think, in another week when the tourney gets revved up. These two teams have a lot to show for themselves yet this season.
Well, I think Tuesday night, I think Rushi may have they played the best game I've seen them play this year.
Right.
And they've played some – they were 1-5 in the games we covered. That's because of the games we covered. We covered the really tough ones.
Yep.
So, but and they're just – you forget the fact how young they are still. I mean, these are stall kids. They don't have a senior on the team that truly contributes a ton.
Right.
And on the other side, Bodkins has a senior that contributes all over the place, and that's Jacob Blyman, 6'6 senior. Had a 21-point first half against Lima Shawnee last Saturday. 2 points in the second half.
Well, you speak of 21 for Jacob Blyman. That is exactly what he had the first time these two clubs played at Rushi. Bodkins won a thriller, 55-48. It was a one-point game, 38-37, in favor of Bodkins after three periods. Jacob Blyman was outstanding from 10 feet on in. He had four blocks. He had four or five rebound putbacks. He had a dunk. He nailed a three. He had seven boards in that game. Jamison Meyer had 12 points on four threes. Carter Blyman had 11. The 48 points for Rushi were distributed primarily among Zane Shappy, Braylon Cordonier, and Braden Monin, 17, five triples in that game. He was lights out for the Raiders against the Trojans on that particular night. You can bet Bodkins has got their spy on Monin tonight, and Rushi will do the best it can to slow down Jacob Lehman.
Well, it's going to be probably a little easier to slow down Meyer than it's going to be to slow down Plyman. And Plyman's got a lot of help around him. Jamison Meyer, you're going to go through the South League Conference first team, but just an outstanding three-point basketball shooter, and has really improved his game on all levels. Then you got Carter Plyman, who not scoring like he did last year at 6'5", but they're asking him to play the point. They're asking him to handle the basketball, and that normally does take points down from your scoring. As long as you're not turning the ball over, that's what you expect. But on the other side, Rushi, Shappie, and Quinter. Quinter has had a terrific year this year. And then the other one is Braylon Cordon. You're only a freshman. And he's going to be a stud before this is over with.
You mentioned Jamison Meyer, Chuck. 49% three-point shooter for Botkins. 4-9, you heard me right. If he goes 1-for-1 to start the game tonight, he's right at 50% for the year. That's amazing. He is an 83% free-throw shooter, is Jamison Meyer. Jacob Plyman, 18 points a game, 8.5 rebounds a game, shoots 62% from the floor. If Botkins does have a weakness, it's an occasional bit of sloppiness handling the basketball. We saw that second half against Lamar Shawnee. Under pressure, sometimes Botkins will wilt just a little bit. The other thing, free throw shooting, 64-65% on the year. It's getting better. Rushi shoots free throws in a better clip than that. Raiders have got to get balance. They've got to make threes. That's all there is to it. Rushi can't make 25 twos here tonight. They've got to make seven or eight long-range three-pointers.
Yeah, I agree. And I had a couple of people talking to me before the game, one actually from Botkins, one from Rushi, and they were both, their comment was, I don't think we're going to see anything new out of them tonight because of the tournament coming down in a couple of weeks. And I go, I'm not sure either team has anything new that they've put in at this point in the season. You've been so successful. You're going to run what you run well, and you're going to make the other team beat you.
Yeah, I think both clubs are developing bench strength. Each team playing an additional player or two. We might see each team go to eight or nine players a little earlier than normal. Let's face it, these two teams want to enhance the mileage of their rosters as they proceed down the tourney trail, because you never know when you might need an additional substitute or two. But I think more than it being a tourney tune-up, it's kind of a size-em-up type game. These two teams are going to be looking each other over mighty closely. Yeah, nothing new, but if they do come up with something in this game that they might believe is a weakness on the other side, might not really try to exploit it until the lower bracket sectional final at Pickwood 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that maybe there's a little more pressure on Botkins tonight. A loss by Rushi, if they play well and they get beat, you know, they're not losing much. Botkins wants to be undefeated in the league, I promise you.
Yes.
And so I think a little more pressure on them, but I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball.
Yeah, Rushi does have a chance with an upset to put a big feather in its cap and also gain a season-ending league record of 8-4. Keep in mind, if Jackson beats Hanna tonight, Fort Loramie beats Fairlawn tonight, they both go to 8-4. Rushi's got that loss in the past on the road at Hanna. If Rushi drops this game tonight, they finish in fourth place, 7-5 in the Shelby County League.
Well,
so that is a little bit of consideration.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a good crowd, so somebody thinks it's a big basketball game.
Well, we're here. That means it is a mighty significant contest. I'm just so impressed with Rushi's balance, Chuck. We covered a game not too long ago, back on January 29th, a Saturday evening, for Sales and Rushi. Get this, Zane Shappie, Ben Bowman, 11 each. Xavier Flippo, Hayden Quinter, 10 each. Braylon Cordonier and Braden Monin, 8 each. Six young men, 8 points or better. That's balance at the Division IV high school level that's really tough to beat.
So it is. And they played the number one team in Division III that night in Versailles, who is a terrific basketball team. And for three quarters, it was a nip-and-tuck game, and Versailles didn't pull away until about the three-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Ended up winning by 11, but it was definitely closer than that.
It was tied up at the end of three, in fact.
Yep.
I continue to like the play of Elijah Stewart of Botkins.
Yep.
6'5 senior, comes off the bench normally. Starting in front of him is Jordan Herzog, a 6'3 sophomore. Elijah's got a nose for the basket. I tell you what, you give him an inch, a little slice of daylight from down below the foul line, he'll take it right to the cup and score on you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he has improved a lot. We haven't talked about Dylan Topp, the 6'4 senior. There was number three player on the team as far as who to go to.
Right.
He had Tory's ACL out for the season. So Stewart and Herzog have really had to step it up. And to their credit, they have.
Yep, sure have. We're about to 8 or 9 minutes away from tip-off here tonight. Botkins and Rushi, big Shelby County Athletic League game, and it's a tourney preview, very likely barring a major, major upset. These two teams will meet 2 weeks from tomorrow night in the Piqua Lower Bracket Sectional Championship. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, major building components. Jacob Plyman for Botkins is unbelievable around the rim. He's got moves in the paint. He can step out to the arc and shoot the three. Somehow or other, Rushi's got to keep one or two spies on him all night long. Jacob Plyman, key building component for the Botkins Trojans. For Rushi, it's balance. Three or four have got to score double digits, 12 points or better for the Rushi Raiders, who must find the right combination on defense to slow down this Botkins club. Botkins, by the way, Chuck, still giving up only 33.9 points per game.
Yeah, we talk about their offense all the time, but their defense for 2 years now has been Jackson Center-esque.
Yep.
In the way they play defense.
Yep. So those are big building components for these two clubs. Don't forget, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll take a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break is next. High school basketball boys action from Botkins here tonight. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. You are tuned via a simulcast to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, or you are listening online to scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, we are in the mezzanine here at Botkins, and guess who else is in the mezzanine with us?
7,219 four-year-olds. Is that what you meant?
Plus the Botkins Pep Band.
Oh, them too.
Yep. Oh, are they lively? Thankfully, they are at least a couple of sections down and not right on our shoulders. Tonight's game brought to you by these anchor sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loraville. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GaufneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Fresh's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Fresh's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. S-E-C-U-R Com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A brand new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. Really privileged to have Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center aboard with us here on Scores Broadcast, as well as Precision Strip in Minster. Precision Strip located in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, Perrysburg, numerous other cities in six states. And also a big thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to It just slipped my mind.
The cell phone shop in North Dayton.
Yeah. How could I forget the cell phone shop? Brunson Welding is with us. Brand new, too. Brunson Welding and customized street legal golf carts in Anna. Also a new sponsor. As well as the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Chuck, I've got to stop doing all of this from memory.
Well, I'm impressed you can do it from memory.
I'm pretty daggone good for about 2 or 3 minutes. Finally, in the third minute, I've got a little brain glitch. New sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, in addition to the ones just mentioned, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Cell phone shop, we hear from next. About 2 minutes away from the tip tonight, Bodkins and Rushi, the cell phone shop on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com.
We'd like to remind you that we are also on the air thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins, and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. We say hello to the folks at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi. New address is 575 East Main in Rushi. 18-2 by way of record for Botkins, which fell to number 3 in the state in the last AP poll that was out statewide on Monday evening. Rushi Raiders with a mark of 13-7 first time around. Botkins won a thriller. It went right to the wire. Wound up being a 7-point contest, and it was a one possession game with about 90 seconds to go. Botkins won it 55-48. We expect much the same here tonight. Starting lineups, opening tip in a couple of minutes. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Botkins, the home of the Trojans, and Jacob Plyman, who has 7 double-doubles on the year. He's averaging a double-double over the last 9 games, 20 points per game, 10 rebounds. Jacob, by the way, Chuck, recently invited to be one of Ohio's 15 representatives to play in a big Ohio-Kentucky All-Star game in April. Jamison Meyer, 3.5-plus three-pointers per game over the last 9 contests. Carter Plyman, 7.5 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 1.5 blocks per game over the last 7. Those 3 are getting it done. They were all first-team, all SCAL announced today.
I'm not sure how they couldn't have been. So, I mean, that was a good choice right there. Those 3 young men have really carried this basketball team. And they could go a long way. I mean, I talked to them early in the season. I said, you guys have got to be the favorite to win the league. And he goes, oh, we got bigger aspirations than that.
Right.
So, that's what they're looking at.
Well, this Botkins team's this year, easy for me to say, the Botkins club this year doesn't have Jaden Pretty, the point guard, to penetrate, dish, make things happen. He was unbelievable shooting the basketball in the 5 tournament games last year, the district, 2 regionals, 2 at the state. They don't have Jaden Pretty, but they're shooting the 3-pointer much better as a team than a year ago. How about that?
Well, I mean, it's impressive. And like I said, Carter Plyman has moved. He was a scorer for him last year, and they moved out to the point. And he has done a nice job out there distributing the basketball, getting it to the right people, has had some games where he scored when he needed to. If you look at the other side, it's an incredibly balanced and starting to become a very deep basketball team, the Rushi Raiders.
Oh, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous club. Keep in mind, it's a Piqua sectional tournament. Botkins was the 1 seed. Troy Christian was the 2 seed. Jackson Center, the 3 seed. Rushi, the 4 seed. Troy Christian, Jackson Center went into the same half. Rushi opted to go into Botkins' half. Thus, we've got a tournament tune-up game tonight. It's a tourney preview. These two clubs could very well lock horns 2 weeks from tomorrow night at Piqua.
Well, the coaches can talk all they want about, hey, we don't want to show this, we don't want to do that. These kids only know one thing. They're going to go out there, and they're going to play as hard as they can for 32 minutes.
I think it might be interesting here tonight to see if Rushi applies a little more half-court, three-quarter court pressure against Botkins, which at times has been a weakness of the Trojans.
Well, that's exactly what happened to them Saturday night. Lima Shawnee went 1-2-2. They pushed it out and trapped on the wings. And Botkins, after scoring 44 points in the first half, scored 3 points in the third quarter.
And 10 in the entire second half of the game. At one point, Botkins led over Lima Shawnee last Saturday, 44-20, and got beat 56-54. Let's look at the 5 starters for Rushi dressed in blue. It's going to be 5 of about 7 options. We've got Braden Monnen, Hayden Quinter, Xavier Flippo, Braylon Cordonier, and the 5th starter, I think, is Zane Shappy. Yes,
Shappy, yep.
That's the opening 5 for Rushi with the blue tops, blue shorts, gold numbers. Botkins, the home white. Gold numerals outlined in black. Starting lineup for Botkins, Jamison Meyer, Jaden Wendell at the guards. Here's Wendell with a fadeaway 17-footer behind the foul line, and you can tell by the crowd, he canned it. Good-looking shot by Wendell. Wasn't a 3. Lengthy 2-pointer, and it's a 2-0 lead in favor of Botkins, which steals the entry pass by Rushi to the post.
Jack Deese jumped in the way, jumped the route, as they say.
On the floor here for the Botkins Trojans is Ryland Paul starting. Wow. Wendell.
Plyman.
Jacob Plyman stepped out, got a Wendell screen, and buried a 3 ball. And it's 5-0. Botkins answering the bell. Here's an overplay far side of the floor. Starting lineup for Botkins includes Ryland Paul. It's a 3-guard look.
No, they started seniors. They got seniors out there. It's Jack Dietz.
Is it? It is. It's Jack Dietz.
Yep.
5'9 senior. Nonetheless, 3 guards in the opening 5 for Botkins. Wendell and Meyer, both 5'9. Dietz at 5'9. Jacob Plyman is on the court to start. And the 5th senior for the Botkins Trojans appears to be whom?
Well, it's Plyman, Meyer, Wendell, Stewart, and Dietz. That's your five. And they start, and they introduced top two as a starter. They introduced all their seniors.
So Herzog, a sophomore, is in the opening five. Rushi lost the ball out of bounds down to her left. It's been all thumbs for the Raiders here in the first 90 seconds. Botkins hustles down the floor, misses a bank shot in the lane. Rushi stabs it out of bounds.
Jamison Meyer got too close. He couldn't make it because he was too close to the basket.
Botkins to throw in below the rim. It is Jack Dietz and not Ryland Paul. Dietz, a 5'9 senior. Ball is thrown into backcourt. Run down by Jamison Meyer, who had control briefly in the forecourt, and it's ruled over and back.
Well, he took his eye off the pass to see where he was going to throw it, and it went through his hands.
So it's Dietz, Wendell, Meyer for Botkins, along with Herzog.
No, it's
and Jacob Playman.
It's Stewart, not Herzog.
It is Elijah Stewart.
Yeah.
Elijah Stewart, who is a senior, is in the opening five. On the arc is Rushi. Baseline left goes Braden Monin. Overshoots a runner. Stick back, hangs on the rim, and it comes off. Oh, what a tough break. Ben Bowman had the rebound attempt. Hang on the iron. Drop down into the hands of Jacob Lyman. Down the floor to Wendell. Wendell drives, hooks it cross court. Bad throw. Picked off by Rushi. 5-0 Botkins. We played 2 minutes. Here's a baseline runner by the Raiders. Flipped up there by Shappy on the go. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound down to Botkins. And Rushi 0-for-5 here at the outset. 5-0 Botkins. We played 2 minutes 20 seconds. Outside the arc on the right, Wendell gives it up straight ahead to Elijah Stewart. I mentioned him in the pregame. 6'5", 200-pound senior. Ball coughed up by Botkins into the hands of Braylon Cordonier of Rushi. Up ahead to Quinter. Quinter between the rings. Rushi yet to score. We played 3 minutes and 40 seconds, or I should say 2:40. Here's Shappy, far left wing, left the ball behind him. Botkins got a piece of it. Out of bounds it goes.
Good hustle by Wendell that time. Almost came up with the steal.
Substitution, Carter Plyman in for Jack Dietz. So Carter Plyman, the 6'5" junior, on the floor now for the Trojans. Dietz is off. That's one less senior out there on the hardwood. Here's a long three, high left by Shappy. Wow, that was a monster shot. 28-footer. Hit the heel. Kicked about 10 or 12 feet above the rim, way up in the air. Hit a support above the backboard. Out of bounds to Botkins. Cold shooting beginning for Rushi. Raiders lucky Botkins has not shot it here at the start like it did last Saturday night.
No, Botkins has turned it over 3 times. That's not helpful.
Here's Wendell down into the right corner to Jacob Plyman. Over guarding foul against Rushi's Ben Bowman. Ball will be inbounded down in the right corner by Carter Plyman for Botkins. Looking, gets it to Jacob near the timeline. Under 5 to go here in the first quarter. 4:49 and counting. Botkin shutting out Rushi so far. 5-0. Jamison Meyer on the arc. Straight away, Jacob Plyman steps back, fires a long one, in and out, no good. Rebound down to the Raiders. Raiders looking for their first goal of the night. Ball swung left side of the court to Ross Fissinger's in. Hits Braylon Cordonier cutting down the lane. Awkward shot. Hindered on the play, but Botkin's size missed it. No good. Rebound Trojans.
Well, Rusey's thrown me off because their away uniforms, they're not the same as the ones they wore at Jackson Center. So, again, I've got number problems, but I know who they are. I've seen them enough.
Far left wing, Wendell. Good-looking three ball. It is around and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound by Rushi. Long pass down the floor. Sprinting toward the iron. Fissinger in off the bench. Good driving layup. Well done by Ross.
We had a nice game against Anna on Tuesday.
5'10 junior Ross Fissinger caught the pass in the right corner. Had an alley along the baseline. Away he went for the deuce. Rushi took 4 minutes plus to get its first field goal. 5-2 Botkins. Hit the high post. It is Jacob Plyman now to midcourt to Carter. Ball was lost. He dribbles baseline right, pulls up, hits a cutter in the lane. It is Stewart who fumbled it, got it back, and scored. Good play by Elijah. He mishandled and then got the handle and laid it in. Uh-oh, we had a walk far side of the court. Braylon Verdonier wanted to throw to the baseline. No one was there. A little hitch in his step, dragged the pivot foot. Did throw it to the top of the key, but the referee noticed the violation. 7-2, very low scoring first quarter. 3:14 to go on senior night here at Botkins. Botkins up 5. Far right wing, it is Herzog who's on the floor, 6'3 sophomore. In the right corner, Jacob Plyman hemmed in. Out back to Carter. He chucks up a long three. It hit the backboard first. Great rebound. Herzog got away with a walk. No, he didn't. Official spotted it.
Keith Cooley. Yep. One of the better officials in the area for sure.
Cool man Cooley. 2:51 to go. First quarter. 7-2. Botkins up 5. Rushi at midcourt. It's Quinter. Boy, Rushi has felt a big-time dose of Botkins' defense here at the start. On the arc is Braden Monin. Fakes the three, carves out space in the lane. Little 10-footer short. Rebound, Botkins. Botkins doing a great job getting hands in the faces of the Rushi shooters. 2:26 to go, first quarter. Ball thrown right corner, Jamison Meyer. Good look, three ball, buries it. Jamison Meyer flips one in from distance. 10-2, Botkins. We got a moving screen. Far side of the floor. Rushi Raiders. No, it's a timeout call by Rushi.
Yep.
Not a moving screen. Nonetheless, Raiders in a hole. 10-2. 2:13 left. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Ross Fissinger remains on the court for Rushi after the timeout by the Raiders, who trail 10-2, a minute 58 to go in the opening period. Raiders flip the ball around the top of the circle, goes to Bowman in the lane, fires right corner, Braylon Verdonier, goes baseline, spin move. Wow, look at Herzog put on the defense. Out back to Chaffee, back to Braylon Verdonier, to Fissinger. Near side, Chaffee, nowhere to go. He's at the elbow on the left. Fires cross court to a teammate. On the arc to Chaffee. Botkins with superior team defense. Wow, is this ever terrific. Bowman, baseline left. Will he take a shot? Yes, he does. Flips it up there over Jacob Plyman, much too hard. Weak side rebound, Carter Plyman. He hits the deck. Foul, Rucci.
Got pulled down by Flippo from behind.
Last thing we talked about, Chuck, before the opening tip-off was Botkins' defensive yield on the year. 33-point-something per game. It's on exhibition here tonight. It is being demonstrated, and Rushi is feeling the brunt of the Trojans' defense. It is super. Here's a dribble drive of Carter Plyman. Ball in his hip, down the lane, all the way to the rack. Missed it hard. Long rebound, Wendell. Jumping, shooting. Good! Triple! Triple! 13-2 in favor of Botkins. Here's Braylon Verdonier on the arc for Rushi. Out back it goes to Chaffee. Near side to Braylon. 55 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter. Braylon Verdonier wants to go pick and roll with a teammate. Can't do it. Flippo was hemmed in, and Rushi's got to restart the attack. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Entering the paint area, Braylon Verdonier spinning, hitting, and a foul.
nifty maneuver by the Raiders. Cordonier slapped on the arm. Rushi worked long and hard for those 2 points.
Wonder if they'll drop Raylan down for the freshman final on Monday.
They won't. Tell you what, they've got a couple of freshmen who don't play freshman ball.
Yep.
Borchers plays on the JVs. Real good guard out front. Braylon Cordonier starts for the varsity. He, too, a freshman. Chuck alluding to our coverage on Monday night at 5:30 at Jackson Center High School of the SCAL Freshman Boys Tournament Championship. Jackson Center and a winner Saturday morning against Rushi on Monday night. Free throw by Cordonier was good. He completed the three-point play. Botkins playing for one, up 13-5 with 10 seconds to go here in the first period. Here's Carter Plyman through the lane area. Fadeaway bank shot. Hits it with three to go. Here comes Rushi to midcourt. Long runner by Quinter. Almost went in. 45-footer hit the backboard rim and careened off. First quarter's in the books. All Botkins so far. Outstanding at both ends of the floor. Trojans 13, Raiders 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. But the Raiders start the second quarter like they played much of the first quarter. 8 turnover.
Here is Botkins. Went right through his hands.
Yep, Botkins attacking below the rim. It's Herzog. Herzog feeds Jacob Plyman. He works hard for a fadeaway 7-footer. No good. Rebound Bowman. Foul Botkins. First half minute, second quarter of play. 15-5 lead in favor of the Trojans.
That's the second foul on Herzog.
Tell you what, Chuck, Rushi has had possessions nearing a minute in length without a shot taken. They can't solve this Botkins defense. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Throws a cross court to a teammate, Quinter. He guns a 28-footer. No good off the frame. Rebound down to Botkins. Carter Plyman missed a steal. Left Quinter open, but he could not connect. Trojans got the board. Herzog in the right corner. Loops it outside to Wendell. Is at a good start to this game tonight. Here's Jaden Wendell penetrating the lane. Good pass, left corner. Jacob Plyman at three, short. Weak side rebound, Carter Plyman. Reverse layup, you can count it.
Nice to see Carter playing with a little excitement tonight.
Oh, he was assertive on that play. Got the weak side board. Went beneath the basket. Sneaked up on the other side of the rim. And got the nice reverse to go. 12-point lead in favor of Botkins. Rushi performing a little distracted right now. Here's a ball thrown out of bounds. Far right side of the floor by Shaffy.
Yeah, they cut. He threw the ball right where the guy was standing before he made a cut to the basket. So far, one of those things.
Yeah, so far, Chuck, difference in this game, focus.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's Carter Plyman between the circles on the dribble. Oh, he takes Braylon Cordonier right down the pike. Look at him go to work. Got it for two. Oh, a blistering drive to the rim by Carter Fleiman. All Botkins by 14. 6:19 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
A drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Hanna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard, installs your ceilings with precision. Here's Rucci, another bad pass, a turnover again. Botkins on the theft. Jacob Plyman spins, baseline left, ducks under, scores. He's fouled. Count it, plus one. Botkins on a mission tonight.
Yeah, I thought they might play with a little more excitement than Rucci, and so far they have.
Jacob Plyman at the free throw line, a shot at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. It's a 16-point spread, 21-5, all Botkins. Free throw long. Rebound, though, comes to Herzog. Herzog feeds on the arc to Carter Plyman, and Botkins restarts the attack. Here's Jamison Meyer. Good hedge out high by Rucci. Jamison enters the lane. Good feed low on the left to a teammate. Layup is good. Elijah Stewart caught the pass low on the left. Dropped it in for 2 points. Wow. What a beautiful assist by Jamison Meyer.
My goodness, I'll tell you what. That was a diagonal pass right on the money.
You talk about threading the needle. Rucci couldn't believe that feed by Jamison Meyer got through the wickets of the Rucci player's legs. Elijah Stewart snarfed it up, laid it in. He was fouled. Free throw, no good. If there is a weakness for this Botkins team, it's free throw shooting and occasionally ball handling. 23-5, Botkins up 18. Three-point shot, straight away, Ross Fischinger, Rucci, no good, short. Rebound tapped out, Rucci's got it again. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. 23-5, Botkins. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Here's Braden Monin. Far right side, it goes to Quinter, picked up by Carter Plyman. Again, Rucci stymied, not sure where to go at the offensive end. Ball thrown into the lane, back to the basket, Flippo. Bounce pass, cross court, picked off by Carter Plyman, like a locomotive down the floor. Got away with a walk. On the arc to Jaden Wendell. Triple, no, hit the heel. Saved by Jacob Plyman. Back to Wendell. Here's Carter Plyman, fakes the 30-footer. 23-5 Botkins, 4:32 left here in the second. Carter and Jacob play pitch and catch, 35 feet out. Here's Carter driving on the right side of the lane, pulls up, double team, ball stripped, it's ruled a jump. Arrow enables Botkins to keep it with 4 minutes, 18 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. And Botkins in the lead by 18 points, 23-5. Rucci doing anything differently after timeouts, Chuck?
No. I mean, they're trying to run stuff, but it's not happening.
Uh-oh. Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman just broke three down the lane. He flushed it. He flushed it. Big-time cram by Carter Plyman. 20-point gap facing Rucci. 25-5. Midway through the second quarter. Here's Quinter at the elbow on the left. Feeds it on the arc to Flippo. Flippo dropped it, got it back. Into Ben Bowman. Short corner. Back to the rim. On the arc to Quinter. Quinter surveys, scans. Nowhere to go. That of Fischinger. Left corner, Braden Monin pulls up. Hands to Fischinger on the arc. And he took the stutter step. Traveling Rucci.
Not sure about that one.
did not see it.
It looked like he might have traveled, but he didn't travel. I understand why he blew the whistle.
20-point lead, Bodkins. 25-5. Timeout called. 3:35 left. Second quarter. All Bodkins. Last night of the SCAL boys season. And the Trojans are routing the Raiders. 25-5 on scores.broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And as we were saying a few minutes ago, Raymond Drywall in Anna does exquisite work. Hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Raymond Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Raymond way. Bodkins is belting Rushi. 25-5 blowout. 3:24 to go, second quarter. Jamison Meyer uncorks a long three ball. No good. Easy rebound. Stick back, Elijah Stewart.
Well, they went to a 1-3-1 to try to do something. I think that's a good idea to change something up. Nobody blocked out on the backside. That was as easy a rebound as Stewart's ever going to get.
3 minutes and 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Bodkins gets a piece of a Rushi pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Inbounded Braden Monin, right side Quinter. Quinter with a shot fake. Straight away it goes to, is that Jordan Meyer who's checked in now for Rushi, Chuck?
Let me find him. Yes.
Pitch and catch, Raiders 20 feet away. Shot fake, right corner. Here's a runner, but Shappy short of the mark. Rebound, Bodkins. Rushi can't buy one.
No, that was a heck of a move by Shappy, and then he short-armed the shot.
Jacob Plyman, three ball. Swish! Swish! Bodkins blistering the nets. Bodkins red hot. Wow. Torrid shooting by Bodkins. Jacob Plyman just swished a 30-footer. 30-5, Bodkins. 2:31 to go, first half. Shot fake. On the arc, but Braylon Gardonier slips down the right side of the lane, feeds it right corner to Quinter. Jumper short. Rebound, Bodkins. Well, what Bodkins will have to avoid, Chuck, is a second-half collapse like last Saturday against Springfield Shawnee.
Yeah, I think they may talk about that at halftime.
Oh, look out. Elijah Stewart is feeling it. He darted through the lane. No, it was Herzog. Herzog went skipping through the paint. What a heck of a maneuver by Jordan Herzog. Wow. He whistled his way from the corner, right below the foul line, and threw in a half-hook shot. Bodkins making everything. Under a minute to go, first half. 32-5, Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. They do it all, and Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it very well, too. A full line of prescriptions plus over-the-counters. Local delivery, Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus is available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. It's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping. Curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Rushi continues to throw it around, and they're bailed out.
after whisking the ball around for a half minute. A baseline drive by Braden Monin results in a blocking foul by Carter Plyman. I misspoke before the last break. I said a minute to go. It was really 2 minutes to go. Rushi was hoping it was a minute to go to get into the locker room at halftime. Top of the circle with the ball. Chappie goes to the mid-post area to Bowman. He squares up against Stewart, bumps him, leans in. Stewart blocked it but fouled him. Two shots for Bowman. 32-5 in favor of Botkins, which came into the game giving up only about 33.5 points a game on the year. And right now it looks like the defensive yield will decrease.
Well, they're throwing a shutout here in the second quarter. It's up to Bowman to hit a couple of free throws.
First one hits every inch of the rim, and kerplunk, it drops through. Minute 29 to go, second quarter, 32-6 in favor of Botkins. Second free throw here by Bowman. Herzog sits down. He's on the bench for Botkins. Boy, he and Elijah Stewart can give Botkins an additional 1-2 punch inside beyond the two Plymans, who are already mighty strong. Jacob Plyman behind the screen, off to the right on a three ball, no good. Rebound Rushi down 32-7. A minute 12 to go, second quarter. Dribble drive is Chappie down the lane. He lost it, got it back. Threw it on the arc of the three-point shooter, and it's buried. A long ranger by Meyer. In off the bench for the Raiders, 32-10. Botkins in the lead. We had a push off against the Raiders as Botkins worked the ball in the half court. 54.6 to go here in period number two. Botkins, Carter Plyman will throw in down below us. It goes to Wendell in backcourt. It's Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman, Wendell, Jamison Meyer, Elijah Stewart, that's the five. Wendell on a drive. Cross-court skip pass to Carter Plyman, who drills it. Three ball right on the button. 35-10, Botkins holding foul against the Trojans, who tried to defend Meyer, who attempted to penetrate the lane.
That's 9 points, 11 for the game, but 9 points in the second quarter for Carter Plyman.
Yep, he's on in this period, that's for sure. Yeah. Like he was torrid shooting the ball first period last Saturday night against Springfield Shawnee, or I should say Lima Shawnee. 28 seconds to go, first half. Left corner of the floor with the ball is Chappie for Rushi. Looks at the clock. It's winding down. 22, 21, 20. Bowman back to the basket, foul line. Now Meyer back to Chappie, who gets a screen. Missed it badly with 14 to go. Rebound down to Botkins. 10, 9, Jamison Meyer, midcourt. Will he keep it? Gets a screen. He's 35 feet away. Lets it go. No good off to the right. Rebound, baseline right, Stewart. Missed it at the buzzer. Botkins finally missed a couple shots at the end of the second period. We'll have a two-minute radio station break coming here in a matter of seconds. Halftime at Botkins. Botkins is devouring Rushi, 35-10, a 25-point spread here at intermission. Say, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We are Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. And you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern. Now, breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, $14.50 in the evening. And we're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. So we'd like for you to drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. That's Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout now with Meyer's.
693-8271. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 2-minute radio station break is upcoming next. Botkins leads Rushi 35-10. That's right. That's the score. 25-point differential. Botkins 35, Rushi 10. Halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
It is halftime here at Botkins. Botkins Trojans have rolled tonight, blistering Rushi 35-10 here at the halftime. Our halftime report being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, the stats mirror the score, 16-7 rebounding advantage for the Trojans, 7-2 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned it 8 times, Botkins turned it 4. Only part you can find a little bit of a Achilles heel with Botkins, 0-2 from the free throw line. Rushi made all 3 of their attempts. Scoring for Rushi, not much. 3 from Braylon Cordonier, 3 from Jordan Meyer, 2 from Ross Fissinger, and 2 from Ben Bowman. 5 in each quarter. 10 points for the game. Botkins, on the other hand, led by Carter Plyman with 11. Jacob Plyman had 8. They got 6 from Elijah Stewart, 5 from Jaden Wendell, 3 from Jamison Meyer, 2 from Jordan Herzog. They scored 15 and 20, and they lead it 35-10 at the half.
Again, as we have said a couple times already here tonight, Chuck, Botkins has got to learn how to play a complete game, keep the foot on the pedal, and finish this contest off, and don't allow Rushi back in it like Lima Shawnee last Saturday night.
Well, I think the name Lima Shawnee has maybe been mentioned once or twice in the locker room now that they've been in there at halftime.
Yeah.
But on the other locker room, they're talking about Lima Shawnee, too, at some point, saying, okay, you got to come back. No lead is too big to come back on. But I will be shocked if Botkins does not come out and handle the ball and play much better than they did in that second half against Shawnee.
Got to continue to run offense
right,
and try to score. Chuck, is it a case of
fantastic defense by Botkins or extreme indecisiveness by Rushi or a combination of the two?
It's a combination because the defense was outstanding. And they were getting, Rushi was getting nothing inside, and every shot that they took, even from the perimeter, was contested. Botkins, on the other hand, just ran their offense to perfection, handled the ball really well, hit the offensive boards well. I don't think that, I mean, the only way that Rushi's going to get back in this game is to go something in a half-court situation and try to trap and try to make Botkins play faster and turn the basketball over, because you can't stand back in a 1-2-2 because Botkins just isn't going to attack it.
Or will Rushi save some of that for what they hope will be a sectional final 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what they talk to their kids at halftime about.
Right.
If they're going to tell their kids, yeah, we're not going to play to win, then yes, they will do that. Right. But if they're not, then they'll come out here and try to do some things to get them back in the ballgame.
That is our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Botkins 35, Rushi 10. Let's hope that's the Super Bowl score at halftime in favor of the Bengals. How about
that?
Halftime at Botkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com. The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Botkins. But Chuck, as we said after last Saturday's games, when the Botkins boys and Fort Loramie girls combined to go for about 3 for 40-something combined in the second half of their two games last Saturday. I think for Rushi, the same applies tonight. Mama once said, you have days like these.
Yeah, they've not shot the ball well. You're right. It's, you know, I don't see Botkins falling apart. And quite honestly, Lamashani a little better than Rushi, I think.
Here is the second half beginning for the Rushi Raiders. Inside pass, Quinter to Braden Munnen. Shot missed, no good. Rebound by the Raiders. Foul. It was Xavier Flippo or Braylon Cordonier who snatched the board. A lot of humanity in the lane. Ben Bowman went down. Slightly gimpy foot. He's up and at him. Two free throws here. Xavier Flippo for Rushi, which has just 10 points in better than 16 minutes of game action. Free throw by Flippo, no good. Bowman comes out. He'll nurse that foot of his. And Braylon Cordonier is in.
Right, they need to try to find a little more offense. They need their most offensive players out there right now.
And the second free throw is right on the mark. One made, one missed, 35 to 11 in favor of Botkins. 30 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Little pick and roll, Trojans bad pass. Carter Plyman for Jacob Plyman, and it went astray. Out of bounds, Rushi brings it up the floor, trailing by 24 points. So it is Xavier Flippo, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinner, Zane Chappie. Here's a nice pick and roll, Braden Monin. Oh, what a pass to Braylon Cordonier. Monin to Cordonier, Braden to Braylon. Great dish on the play. 2-point field goal Raiders, and it's 35-13. 6:58 to go here in the third quarter. Botkins in the lead. Carter Plamen on the arc. Rushi defending a little more tightly. In the lane area, it is Elijah Stewart. Tried to dish it to a cutter. Loose ball. Out at the top of the circle. Botkins finds the handle. Open man Carter Plamen. No, I should say Jacob Plamen. A big time backboard shaking dunk. And a foul to boot.
Well, I'll tell you what a hustle play by Elijah Stewart. He dove for the ball at midcourt and somehow found Plamen under the basket and threw the ball to him for the dunk.
Boy, did Elijah ever deal an assist to Jacob Plyman, who rims the free throw, no good. Little spotty at the stripe tonight for Botkins. Hayden Quinter, dribble drive into traffic. Meyer nearly steals. Meyer nearly ties him up. And Meyer does. Arrow favors Botkins. Wow, what a play by Jameson Meyer.
Yeah.
Boy, that's the kind of defense that Botkins has performed all night long. It has been glue-like, very sticky. Ball kicked at midcourt by Wendell. Another jump. Scramble for it, a scrum. It'll be Rushi possession. 6:26 to go here in the third. 37-13 in favor of Botkins, which led 35-10 at the half. That was truly an NFL score.
Yeah, I need 38. I need 8 on my.
Quinter at the elbow on the right. Quinter to Chappie, back to Quinter, fakes the shot, right wing, Braylon Cordonier, a little crooked off to the left on the three, rebound Jacob Plyman. Rushi clearly off the mark, shooting the basketball. Here's Wendell dribbling, and then Wendell fires a pass 20 feet in the air, cross court, out of bounds.
That's four turnovers already for Botkins in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter.
Head coach Phil Groves said, settle down. Dave Borchers of Rushi has been saying that all night long. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Here's a pass by Braylon Cordonier, cross court to Chappie, lost it, got it back, drove into the lane, nearly walked, then gives it up to Quinter on the arc. Rushi simply has no space to get off a shot. Foul line, it goes to Flippo, into the lane to Quinter, and he's pilfered. Pickpocket, Botkins a steal. Carter Plyman doesn't have the numbers, so he stops, head of the key. Now he drives, loops it baseline right, driving into the lane. Whoa. Jacob Plyman missed a bunny, a five-footer, in and out. Rebound Rushi, 5:09 to go, third quarter. Here is Braden Monin, foul line jump shot, blocked on the play. Who got him, Chuck?
Oh, that was Carter Plyman, and boy, was he up in the air.
What a play, but Carter simply went up and swatted the 16-foot jumper by Rushi. Raiders did get it back. It is Chappie throwing to the post. Carter Plyman stole it. Restolen by Rushi. Three-pointer left wing Quinter. It is no good. Stick back in the lane. Yes. Braden Monin got the five-footer right in front. Well, Quinter has been offline tonight.
Yeah, it's not on the rim. It's off.
37-15 in favor of Botkins. 4:29 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive into the lane. Oh, Carter Playman has got that mid-range bank shot below the foul stripe. Patented.
I like that shot.
He rarely misses. Kissed one in off the window right there. Here's a long three ball by Shappy of Rushi. It is wide to the right. Barely caught iron. Rebounding foul in Botkins. 4:12 to go, third quarter, 39-15, Botkins in a blowout. Baseline right of the rim. It'll be thrown in here on the play by Quinter of Rushi. On the arc, it goes to Shappy. Shappy wants to drive, pulls up, banks it from 8 feet, in and out, no good. Rebound, no good. Rebound, good! Wow. Shappy with persistence. Here's a throwaway by Botkins. Long three ball, Quinter. Yes! Five fast points by Rushi. 39-20. Botkins up 19. Here's a high dribble at midcourt by Elijah Stewart. Almost turned it over. Gave it to Meyer. Rushi pressuring more tightly. Ball thrown into the lane. Cross court pass Wendell for a three try. Way short. Rebound yanked down by Fistinger of the Raiders. Ahead to Shappy. Rushi feeling momentum here. Baseline drive for Donyer. Blocked on the play by Botkins, but a body foul. Looked clean to me. Wow. 3 minutes, 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Botkins 39, Rushi 10. 10-4 run by Rushi to start the second half. The free throw by Braylon Cordonier is off to the right, almost stuck between the flange, back of the rim, and backboard. Ball held its pose there for an instant, then dropped to the hardwood. Second shot, good. 39-21 in favor of Botkins. We approach the three-minute mark, third quarter. And Rushi throws up some light full-court pressure. Meyer to midcourt, dribbles behind the back, head of the key, starts a drive, down the lane, shovel shot. Oh, he's walloped. He'll shoot two. Somebody sat on the shoulders of Jamison Meyer.
I think that was Quinter.
Quinter fouled Meyer big time. No way he could get the shot to the rim.
If you're going to foul him, that's how you foul him. You don't reach out and do a little touch foul. You make sure they don't make the basket.
Jamison Meyer, an 83% free throw shooter, just improved on that. His shot is good.
Well, they needed him because they were 0 for 3 before that one.
I thought so. Didn't think they'd made one. Second shot, Jamison. Yep. 41-21. Botkins ahead to 20. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball for Rushi. Braden Monin to Fissinger straight away. Outside the arc of the left, it's Flippo. They rotate to Ben Bowman. Botkins relaxes in the lane, allows Bowman to shoot. Moving screen. Yep, it was not stationary. Right call. Foul on Rushi. 41-21 in favor of the Botkins Trojans. Chuck, every time I look at the scoreboard, I imagine a Super Bowl score in favor of the Bengals.
That would be nice. A lot of offense, too. It'd be fun to watch.
41-21. Botkins on top. Here's Jaden Wendell maneuvering out high. Hand off to Jacob Playman. Back to Wendell. Looks back door for Carter Playman. Not there. Carter in the right corner. Swerves into the lane. Back to the basket. Wendell on the arc. Picked up by Fissinger. Right corner, Jacob Playman. Looks cross court for Herzog. Now Jamison Meyer sets and shoots. It splashes off the iron. Weak side rebound. Botkins pushed off against Rushi. Common foul, ball out of bounds below the rim. Botkins, 2:22 left, third quarter. 41-21 Trojans. It was 35-10 at the half. Rushi's made up a little bit of ground, outscoring Botkins 10-6 here in the first 5.5 minutes of the third quarter. Baseline left, Carter Plyman into Herzog on the arc to Jamison Meyer. He's open, down the lane, running one-hander, off the back iron. Rebound punched out of bounds by the Trojans. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Botkins in command by 20. Midcourt, it is Chappie for the Raiders. Got a flip-o back to Chappie. Near side, Braden Monin. Long, high-arching trifecta. Got it. Braden Monin from distance. Beautiful-looking jumper. He poured in five against Botkins in the first meeting between the two at Rushi. 41-24. Botkins in the lead. Outside the arc on the left, it's Wendell. He guns it. Swish! Wendell! He's had a good game.
He's got eight.
Team straight threes. Give and go. Rushi down the lane. It's a gimme for Chappie. No, he missed it. Botkins three on one. Carter Plyman explodes to the rim, and it's raked away by Rushi. 44-24, Botkins. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Baseline left of the rim. Inbound to the left corner. Elijah Stewart with the ball for Botkins. Bad pass. Picked off by Quinter. Quinter against Meyer. Up and in, and a foul. Good twisting move by Quinter of the Raiders.
Chappie.
I'm sorry, it is 2, not 12. My mistake. Minute 23 left, third quarter, 18-point lead Botkins. 3-point play chance for Chappie. And he pumps it up and in. And it's 44-27. Botkins was 17. Keep in mind, it was 25 at the half, so Rushi has shaved 8 off of that differential. Carter Plyman between the circles, near side to Wendell. Wendell on the bounce. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Throws right corner to Jacob Plyman, way short on the triple. Rebound down to the Raiders. Here they go. Three ball in the air, left flank. It's good! It's good! Meyer pumps it home right in front of the Botkins cheering section. Here come the Raiders within 14. They've knocked 11 off of the Botkins lead. Last 2 minutes, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
And the Raiders are working on a 20-point third quarter. And with 53 seconds to go in the third, Botkins against a full-court press inbounds. And Chappie grabs an arm for the Raiders. Common foul, team's fifth. Botkins has 4. Jacob Plyman inbounds, nearly stolen. And Botkins still has it. Jacob Plyman will try to enter down in the right corner of the backcourt. He slings it up ahead to Carter Plyman. 3-on-2. Carter at the foul line. Starts to penetrate. He's doubled. Boxed in. Goes into the lane to Jacob. Carter gets it back. Now to Wendell cross court. Weak side left. Elijah Stewart into the lane. Hop, step, and a jump. He traveled. That's a good call. Yep.
Hop, two steps, and a jump.
14-point lead, Botkins. Rushi a chance to trim it to 11 here at the end of the third quarter. 30 seconds to go. It is Meyer, right corner for Rushi. Jordan Meyer out back to a three-point shooter. Doesn't let it fly. On a weave, it is Cordonier. Now Chappie. Chappie near midcourt. 12, 11. Fakes right. Will he drive on Jamison Meyer? Ball bounced to the floor by Chappie. Goes right corner to Quinter and threw it away. Wow. Rushi took a little too much time, got a bit too cute right at the end of the period. And with 4.5 to go, Botkins has it. Here's Meyer in backcourt. 2.5 remaining. Ball hits the foot of a Rushi player and rolls out of bounds. Quarter closes. Big one for Rushi, which outscored Botkins 20-9. 44-30 Trojans after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we're about to 20 seconds away from the start of the third quarter, Chuck. I should say fourth quarter. We've just ended the third, and I'm seeing shades of Shawnee out there for Botkins.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen a high school basketball team that can be perfect and then come out and really just play so sloppy in the second half.
Have Botkins possession. We start the fourth quarter. Marvelous third for Rushi, which wound up outscoring Botkins 20-9, even though the Raiders frittered away that final possession. Deep left corner, Jacob Kleiman. He dribbles below the backboard, lost it, off his foot, out of bounds. Here come the Raiders. Chance to trim it to 11 with a three ball. Teyarushi's very capable of making six or seven threes in one quarter of play. High right, it is Chappie. Now to Bowman, who comes out to catch. Back to Chappie between the rings. 7:28 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins 44, Rushi 30. Screen set by Bowman. Chappie drives down the lane, dumps it inside to a teammate. Oh, Quinter blew the cripple. He had a two-footer. What a pass, and then it was blown. Botkins got the rebound. Big break for the Trojans. Wow. Point-blank shot aired by Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Plyman. High dribble. Still pounding it on the floor. Goes to Wendell, left corner. They want to go inside to Herzog. It's skipped. Far side to Jamison Meyer. And Meyer has it poked away. Stolen. Here is Jordan Meyer down the floor for Rushi. Cross court to Chappie. Foul line to Quinter, the three-point shooter. Bingo! Bingo! Here come the Raiders. 44-33. Botkins by 11. 6.5 to go. Jamison Meyer in the right corner. Hooking foul against Rushi. Team foul number 6.
Do you think the Botkins kids have last Saturday night in their minds right now? The basket looks smaller. The passes are harder to throw. That's just the way it goes. A lot of pressure.
And Rushi, like Shawnee last Saturday night, has picked up the intensity on defense. Here's Jamison Meyer 30 feet away. He goes baseline right to the post, the short corner, foul, as Herzog is bumped from the backside, and he goes to the stripe with a one-on-one. Tell you what, Botkins is going to wind up shooting quite a few free throws here in the fourth quarter. They better make them.
They better shoot at least in the 60% range. Right now, they're shooting at 40%.
1-1 for Jordan Herzog. It's good. 45-33, Botkins up 12. 6:19 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot here by Herzog. Rushi with a much more inspired second half. Herzog again, got it again. Bodkins 46, Rushi 33. Clock winding down to 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Quinter at midcourt, walks it up. Goes to Bowman at the elbow. He squares. Back out on top to Meyer. Left wing three ball. Rushi's Quinter. No good. Rim. Top of the backboard. Hit a support above the glass. Out of bounds to Bodkins.
Yeah, he had a good look at it. I'll tell you what. If you give him that good of a look, he'll probably make 6 out of 10 from there.
We had one or two occur like that in the Fort Loramie game at Finley Liberty Benton last Saturday afternoon. Went to the top of the backboard, went out of bounds, came down, went in. The referees nodded and said, that's good.
Sure, they thought that was harder to do than just swish it.
5:50 left to go here in the fourth. Bodkins ahead by 13. Herzog twisting, turning, and he scores! What a play. Herzog drove it from the left corner. Met resistance in the paint, flipped it up and in. He's at the stripe. Free throw coming, a chance to make 5 in a row for him.
Well, Herzog and Stewart have taken up the slack with the loss of Top. If they had Top, I think they would be a contender. They may still be, but they're down to 6 players now.
Free throw by Herzog is in. Boy, a nice start to the fourth quarter for Jordan Herzog for Bodkins, which has pushed the lead back to 16, 49-33. Chaffee on the baseline. Hits a cutter through the lane. It is Braylon Cordonier. He's wrapped up and fouled. Team's fifth, ball out of bounds to Rushi. 5.5 to go in the contest. 49-33, Bodkins up 16. The lead was 25 at the halftime break. Rushi did get it down to 11. Here's a good spin move in the paint area. Catching the inbounds pass with Chaffee. He leans in, dodges a defender, hits it. It hung on the rim. Whistle blew. Ball went down through. Foul to boot. Free throw, Chaffee. 49-35. Bodkins by 14. Make it 13. Free throw goes down. 49-36, Bodkins. Here's Carter Kleiman racing up the left side. Here comes the trap, the double team. Ball flipped on the play to Jacob Kleiman. Left corner, Wendell. Gets a screen from Jacob. Wendell at the elbow. 17-footer. He drilled it.
Nice.
Confidence.
Good. Just solid jump shot right there from the elbow.
Heck of a game for Wendell. 51-36, Bodkins. Top of the circle, Quinter, Rushi, guarded by Carter Kleiman. High left. Three ball, Flippo, yes indeed. Xavier Flippo connects from long distance. 51-39. Everybody on Rushi can shoot that triple. Here's a loose ball at the end of the floor. Rushi gets a finger on it. It goes out of bounds. Almost stolen from Herzog. Bodkins possession. It's down to 12. Rushi is clearly within shouting distance. Boy, another couple of baskets, and Bodkins will really feel the heat. Here's Jamison Meyer up the floor.
Timeout.
No, he runs into a double team, yep. Gets a timeout. 4:37 left. Bodkins up by 12 after leading by 25 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we've got 2 girls tournament games for you at 10:30, Bodkins versus Mechanicsburg. The 2-3 seeds go at it in the Sydney Girls Division 4 sectional. Tip-off at 11, airtime 10:30. Then long about 1:30 or 1:45, we join you from Troy. The Sydney girls play Tecumseh in Division 1 action. Pick and roll, Bodkins, Jacob Kleiman, double team in the lane. Muscles up a shot, no good, but a foul. Well done after the timeout. Jacob couldn't finish, but he was smacked on the arm. Botkin's got the shot it wanted. Two free throws here for Jacob.
Jacob 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight.
He eyes the basket and rims it. No good. Jacob on the year is a 68% free throw shooter, 62% from the floor, twos and threes. Almost as good from the floor as he is from the stripe. Second shot is right on the money. 52-39, Botkin's up 13. 4:13 to go. Rushi needs a couple, three good possessions in a row to make it real interesting. Foul line, jump shot by Flippo. Headset. Good head fake by Flippo. Freed him up. He knocked it down. 11-point game. 52-41. Botkins has the ball. Carter Plyman high left. On the bounce. Circles it back out to Jamison Meyer. 3:44 to go. 11-point lead, Botkins. Jamison foul line, weaves to Wendell, cuts through the lane, right corner Herzog, fakes the shot, wants to go baseline. He receives a shove. Common foul. No, I'm sorry, my mistake. That's two shots for Botkins. It's number 10 on Rushi. Botkins is going to shoot a boatload from the charity stripe the rest of this way. Herzog is perfect so far at the free throw line for the Trojans. Double bonus. Botkins up 11, 52-41, 3:37 to go. Nice bit of free throw shooting by Jordan Herzog up and in.
So when you're 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter of a basketball game, you're shooting free throws well.
Second shot by Herzog under pressure, as Chuck noted here in the fourth. He is 4-of-4. Did we jinx him? No. Got it again. Botkin 54, Rushi 41, 3:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Chest pass, ahead goes to Flippo. Near side, Jordan Meyer, guarded by Plyman. Jacob defending. Here's Rushi throwing right side of the lane to the left side of the lane, and Quinter pumps in a little six-footer. Nice maneuvering of the basketball from one side of the paint to the other by Rushi. Here's Jamison Meyer. He is weaving his way down the floor into the top of the circle. Foul, reach in, Rushi.
Nice job by Jamison, because he's like you said, he's an 83% free throw shooter. You want him to hang on to the basketball.
Indeed. Keep it in Jamison Meyer's hands. 54-43 in favor of Botkins. Free throw by Jamison Meyer. A lot of rim, backboard. It's good. 55-43, 3:10 to go. Second free throw, Jamison Meyer on the way. Perfect again. 56-43, Trojans. We're near the three-minute mark. Rushi into the half court. Raiders have got it 30 feet away. Straight on now, it's Quinter. Took the pass from Shappy. Short on the trifecta. Long board to Botkins. Jamison Meyer dribbling, waiting for somebody to come out and commit the foul. He gives it up. Carter Plyman's got it. Carter on a weave to Herzog. Open lane, bounce pass to Jacob Plyman, low on the left. Fumbled, touch last by Botkins, out of bounds.
He threw the ball down around his knees.
Yep.
If you got a 6'6 kid that jumps like Plyman, you throw it up in the air.
Right. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the game. Rushi has gotten it down to 11. It is now 13. Uh-oh! Here's a collision low on the right. Basket went in. Basket went in for Quinter, but it's negated. Offensive foul. Superb drive by Quinter, but a little too forceful. Knocked down the Botkins defender. In the backcourt, the Trojans deal it in. Jacob Plyman, Jamison Meyer, 2:16 to go, fourth quarter, 56-43. Jamison got away with a crossover dribble right in front between himself and the defender.
Gave it up, got it back. Jameis Meyer in the right corner against Fissinger. Hits a cutter in the lane. Jacob Hyman goes up strong, and he gets the bounce. 58-43. Rushi's pass up the left side. Deflected out of bounds by Botkins. 1:54 to go in the game. Botkins doesn't have it salted away yet. It's nearly a done deal. Raiders need a couple quick threes. Here's Quinter weaving to Shappy. Into the lane, feeds Fissinger left corner, triple try, off the iron, rebound Jordan Meyer. On the arc to Shappy, steps back, doesn't shoot, now to Meyer, 1:36 to go. 15-point game. Long one by Shappy. Got it! 28-footer, nearly the longest shot of the night. Woo! Wow. That was a beauty by Shappy. Timeout Raiders. A minute 29 left. 12-point game. Botkins in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Rushi is still down by a dozen. The solace for the Raiders is that here in the second half, Chuck, they've outscored Botkins by 13 points.
Well, they have, but you also got outscored by 25 in the first half, so you can't find a lot of solace in this. You got to play a complete game.
Here's Jameis Meyer up the floor, gives it up to Jacob Plyman, to Carter, back to Jacob. Goes to the foul line. Botkins not intending to shoot. Jameis Meyer feeds an open player, though, below the rim. Jacob Plyman, unmolested, scores! Assist, Jameis Meyer, 60-46, 14-point game. Long three from distance. It is pumped up there by Shappy, too hard. Rebound, Botkins. Long heave down the floor. Jacob Plyman is held as he goes toward the iron. He'll get two. Meyer threw him an over-the-shoulder pass. Jacob Plyman at the line, 60-46. Botkins, 54.5 to go. Well, what will Rushi take from this, Chuck, in preparation for what the Raiders hope is a repeat game against Botkins in the sectional final 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Well, their defensive intensity in the second half, they didn't do anything different. They still played man-to-man half court, but they just really turned it up. They got to start the game that way, because Botkins is going to play defense on you like that the whole game.
Right. Excellent game for Jordan Herzog for Botkins. He heads toward the sideline with 54.5 to go. Jacob Plyman at the charity stripe for the Trojans, up and in to make it 62-46. Jacob Plyman connects. 16-point game. It was 25 at the half. Rushi got it to 11. And now it's back to 16. There's a long three ball by Jordan Meyer of Rushi. It is no good. Rebound Jameis Meyer, weak side, Botkins, and he took steps. Ryland Paul in for Botkins. Also coming in for the Trojans is 23, and unfortunately, that's a number we don't have. Or is that 24, Chuck?
That's 23. I'm not sure who he is. J.J. Meyer's in the game.
24 is Jordan Herzog. Ryland Paul is out there. J.J. Meyer, as you noted, 5'7 sophomore, Jameson's brother. Here is Rushi attacking baseline right. Raiders have subbed. Jude Counts, 6-foot sophomore guard, is in. He unloads a three. It skips off the far side of the rim. Goes out of bounds. Touch by Botkins. 22 seconds to go. 62-46. Botkins with 16. Trojans will hang on to win and finish 12-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Shot by Rushi missed. Rebound Botkins.
Jump ball called. Arrow favors Ruchik. Botkin's Trojans in 1979 won the league, went 12-0. Last time it was done was 2011, Jackson Center 12-0. Before that, Rushi, 2006, 12-0. Here is Rushi attacking in the paint, back to the basket. Little half hook shot thrown up there, left hand by Counts, no good. Botkin's rebounds, that'll do it. That's it. Botkin's Trojans defeat the Rushi Raiders by a score of 62-46. Botkin's on the year, goes to 19-2. Rushi now 13-8. Botkin's undefeated, finishing atop the league standings, 12-0 mark. Rushi drops to 7-5 in Shelby County League play to conclude the year. Rushi was 7-4 coming into tonight. And if Jackson Center beat Anna and Fort Loramie beat Fairlawn this evening, those two clubs would wind up 8-4, tied for second behind Botkin's, and Rushi would finish in fourth at 7-5. These two clubs have games tomorrow to close out the regular season. Rushi is on the road at Marion Local, and Botkin's plays New Knoxville. Got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. A two-minute radio station break is next. Botkin's thumps Rushi tonight for the second time this year, 62-46 on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
The Rushi Raiders score 46 points tonight, scored 48 in the first meeting between the two. That game was won by Botkin's, 55-48 tonight. Botkin's successful, 62-46. Unfortunately, Rushi simply did not shoot the ball well the first half. If the Raiders shoot, give me 33%. And we've got a ball game down to the last couple minutes.
Well, the defense by Botkin's in the first half was much more intense than what they played in the second half. And that it's hard to play that well in the in a half and then come out and duplicate it in the second half. They found that out last Saturday. They weren't going to let that happen again. They handled the ball better tonight, and they ran their offense better, and kids were looking to shoot the ball. Last Saturday, it just got away from it. It looked like an avalanche.
Chuck, we still stand by our statements. These two teams have not yet played their best game, their most complete game, really not even close. Who knows here in the tournament? These two programs could get revved up. We might have an unbelievable barn burner 2 weeks from tomorrow night in that lower bracket sectional championship. You can't look past your first couple of tourney opponents, though. And if Rushi and Botkins win round one, round two, guess what? Repeat for the third time 2 weeks from tomorrow night at Garbery Gym at Piqua.
Well, you know, it'll be a good game. I don't think anybody can really predict it. You got to give Botkins the edge because they won both games during the regular season.
Right. Well, let's take a look at our Clancy's, our stars of this game. Okay. Check on the scoring.
11 points for Zane Shappy. He scored all those in the second half for Rushi. They got 8 from Hayden Quinter, 6 from Jordan Meyer, 6 from Braylon Cordonier, and 6 from Xavier Flippo. Player of the game, I'm going to go with Jordan Meyer, senior. Hit a couple of threes, had a nice game for the Raiders.
Sure did.
On the other side, Jacob Plyman, kind of a quiet 17. 13 from his brother Carter. Then they scored 10 from Jaden Wendell, 9 from Herzog, 7 from Jamison Meyer, 6 from Elijah Stewart, and I'm going to go with senior Jaden Wendell as my Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans.
A couple of big numbers there. If Herzog and Wendell get 19 combined, 10 and 9, this Trojans team will be really tough to beat from here on out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're trying to make up the points from top, and they got 15 tonight, and if they get 15 a game, 15 to 18, they're going to be all right.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A couple of big shout outs to Jerry Garrett, general manager at Knox Machinery in Fort Loramie, and to sales engineer Nick Meyer, who is in Fort Loramie. Shout outs to them. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, three in fact, Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, Perrysburg, other cities in six states, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, new here on scoresbroadcast.com, Brunson Welding and Golf Carts as well, Brunson Welding and Golf Carts, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road at South Needmore in North Dayton. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy, delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. And don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Thanks to our radio station sponsors via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. You've listened to tonight's coverage via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. And Scores, scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. We'll see the Rushi freshmen in action, Chuck, on Monday night, 5:30 airtime from Jackson Center. The Rushi Frosh against either Jackson Center or Anna. Those two programs play tomorrow at 10. The winner of that ninth grade game comes back on Monday night to take on Rushi in the freshman championship contest. We're there for all the play-by-play in color, starting at about 5:30. Yeah. By the way, the loser on Saturday morning plays Fort Loramie in a consolation tilt before the championship game at around 5 o'clock. Looking forward to Monday night covering that freshman tilt, and I've got to beef up, and learn how many minute quarters for freshmen.
You know what? I think they play seven.
Seven? JVs are seven.
Seven, yeah. I think freshmen play seven also.
Are you sure it's not 6:59?
I think it's seven.
That's going to be fun. Now, tomorrow, two girls games for you. No action tomorrow night. Two girls contests tomorrow. 10:30 airtime. Bodkins, Mechanicsburg. Two Division IV girls teams that tied for the third seed at Sydney. And I'm not sure who went on the board first, but then the other three seed jumped on the first one, and they lock horns in the opening round. How about that?
Well, we'll see if that was a smart move.
You're right. We will. And then along about 1:45 or so tomorrow afternoon, the Sydney girls in action. Rarely do we get a chance to cover the Sydney girls or boys because of tournament conflicts, but the Sydney girls play Tecumseh. Tip off around 2 or shortly thereafter on the air before 2 o'clock. It's Sydney, Tecumseh. Should be a good game. Sydney girls had a fine season. And then our Monday night freshman championship game from Jackson Center. That's the scene. Jackson Center, if it wins against Anna on Saturday morning, has a home game against Rushi in that freshman championship game on Monday night.
That was Rushi's freshman's only loss of the season, but they lost. It was early. They lost by a point.
Right.
Revenge a little bit, 13 the second time they played. So if they get a rematch, it's going to be the rubber match.
Yeah, back on December 6th, Jackson Center beat Rushi 34-32. Rushi avenged that setback 3 weeks later. Did the Raiders freshman beat Jackson Center 31-18. Rushi, ninth grade, 14-1 overall. How about that? Beat Anna in the season 50-41 and whipped four MAC freshman programs. St. Henry 50-46, Fort Recovery 54-31, New Bremen 50-33. for sales, 53-30. Sounds to me like Rushi is the favorite on Monday night, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see. That's why they play the game, huh?
Looking forward to it. Botkins decisively over Rushi here tonight. Final tally once again, Chuck, and I have misplaced the final score.
62-46.
Shame on me. 16-point difference. For our radio station audience, for our online audience, for Derek back at the radio station operating the board, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer reminding you, a big thanks tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, about which we spoke many times. New address at 575 East Main. Jack Kramer saying good night from Botkins. The Trojans beat the Raiders 62-46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.